Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of James chapter 1, we were talking about God equipping us and giving us all that we need to do what He has called us to do. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of man. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can.
God will equip you for your need. The mountaineer, he knows how to climb a mountain because he's lived by that mountain. He's been up and down it. The man by the sea has learned to swim. You see, God equips and provides you according to your place and His call on your life. You know, some, they talk of the rich, how they hold back their riches. Oh, they've got the money and they could do this and they could do that. And yet, the people making the accusation often do the same thing with their time and their talent. For example, you might be an auto mechanic, and no, you're not making a lot of money. You're just making it by. But there's a poor widow down the street, and her car needs fixed. And you could not only fix it, you might even be able to find parts to go on it, and it not cost her anything. And it may cost you a little bit to do that for her. And God has equipped you to be able to do that. Who are you to condemn a rich man that has the money to give for that project and he doesn't do it? Now, it is not the amount of money a person has, or the circumstances that he faces, or the station in life that he experiences that really matters. What is primary to the Lord Jesus Christ is the believer's humble resignation to the will of God, trusting the wisdom of God in what ever the Lord brings along or allows to come our way. And this faith alone will produce genuine joy, genuine peace. The person who lives for riches will fade away in his ways. But the believer who humbly serves in adversity, regardless of his financial status in life, will rejoice and be exalted by his Lord in the end. Now, friend, in all that I have said, do you realize that a Christian can obtain many material things in this world, but he'll leave it all behind? A man that is a Christian may not obtain much and be very poor, but because his heart is so set on what he does not have, he does not lay up eternal things. And so whether they were rich or poor in this life, when they get to heaven, they're saved so as by fire. Now, my friend, life is a vapor. And we'll read that later when we get in James chapter 4. It's just like a steam. You know, our body has millions and millions and millions of cells in them. And I've heard illustrations about our DNA going up and down to the moon about 50 times and things like that. And I'm sure that that's possible. But my friend, when we look at the lifespan that we have here compared to the billions upon billions upon billions of years of eternity, our life is very insignificant. And it is easier in eternity's view to to see a cell in our body than it is to see the length of our life in comparison to eternity. Yet, it's in this life that we lay up for all eternity. Christian, the question to ask yourself is, how am I laying up for eternity? Now, you may be listening to this broadcast and you're not even sure that if you died today, that heaven is your home. My friend, one of the most foolish things that you could do is to not be sure that if you died that you'd go to heaven or to hell, and not do something to try to find out what you need to do to be saved. You're going to live forever somewhere. Forever. Forever is eternity. Billions and billions and billions of years, you're still going to be as conscious in eternity as you are right now. You'll be in a different type of a body, but you're going to be conscious. And wherever you are, heaven or hell, you're going to live there forever. Now, my friend, with that being the case, how could you even put off the matter of your soul if you doubt as to whether or not you're saved? Now, we have to have an authority, and that authority is the Word of God. Every word of God is pure, the Bible tells us. He lets us know that not even a jot or a tittle, the dot of an I or the cross of a T, will pass until God fulfills all things. His word is preserved forever. Now, God will not lie. His word does not lie. And it's through his word, the Bible, that we find out how we can have eternal life. In John 1:12, it says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Believing on his name has the idea of believing into his person. You must believe that Jesus Christ was Almighty God in the flesh, that he left heaven's glory, come to this earth, took on human flesh, was born of a virgin, lived 33 and a half years without sin, and then died for your sin and my sin. When Jesus Christ was dying on the cross, shedding his precious blood, he was dying for every sin you ever have or that you ever will commit. 3 days later, he rose up victorious over hell and the grave. Now, my friend, he did that for you. He did that for me. In Romans 10:9, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Now, my friend, the heart doesn't just believe the fact. The Bible tells us the devils believe and tremble. They believe the fact of the cross and the resurrection. They believe all the facts about God, but they do not believe unto righteousness. There's not a commitment to it. They don't receive Christ into their life as their Lord and God. But it's with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. And then Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." There was a day when my mother showed to me in the Bible, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And she could put my name there, "For if Andy Bloom would call upon the name of the Lord, Andy Bloom shall be saved." Now, my friend, I was saved that day. And God will save you. He'll give you everlasting life. Because God does not lie. And God, who does not lie, said, if you would believe from your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So often you hear the word repent used. And the Bible says in Acts 17 that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent because he's appointed a day in which he'll judge the world. And the word repent means to turn from. You're turning from sin, because that is the opposite of righteousness. And particularly the sin of self-dependence instead of dependence upon God. Instead of depending on yourself through your good works or whatever else to get you to heaven, you realize that you're bankrupt spiritually and you need the riches of God in Christ Jesus. And so you call upon him to save your soul. trusting His shed blood as payment for your sin, trusting that His word is true. And when He says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, when He says that him that come to me I will in no wise cast out, and believing that, you call upon Him to save you. So what must you do? Admit that you're a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Be willing to turn from sin, that is, repent. Believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross, shedding His precious blood for you, and that 3 days later He rose up victorious over hell and the grave, you invite Him into your life as your Lord and Savior. You say, Brother Andy, I would like to do that. What must I do? Well, you simply need to pray and ask God to save you. You say, Andy Bloom, I really don't know how to do that. Well, my friend, I'm going to form a prayer that asks God for salvation. Now, it'll only be words if you don't mean it. But if you're really inviting Him into your life as your God and Savior, and you're serious about entering into this personal relationship with Christ for all eternity, then right now, right where you are, why not pray this prayer that I'm going to pray and mean it from your heart? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe that 3 days later, He rose up from the dead. By your help, I'm willing to turn from sin. And I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. I have a booklet that I have written titled Building Blocks, a booklet that instructs you on how to grow in your Christian life. It'll teach you how to study the Word of God to get more from it, how to pray, how to witness to others, the kind of church you should attend. And my friend, you can have that booklet absolutely free. Just write us and say, Brother Andy, I ask the Lord to save me listening to your broadcast. Or you may already be saved, but you would like to have that booklet. Maybe you want to use it as a guide to help new Christians to grow in their new life. And I'll send that to you absolutely free, or anyone that writes and asks for the booklet will send it to you. We want each of you to have it. My booklet does not replace the Bible. The Bible is the main book in your life, and that's the main book to follow. And it will show you how to use the Bible for the glory of God and to help you in your new Christian life. Now, let me say at the close of this broadcast that if you don't have a church where you attend faithfully, look in the yellow pages of your telephone directory and look under Churches, Baptist, Independent. Find out if they're a fundamental Bible-believing church. Make sure that it's not involved in all this rock and roll that's going on around the country and all this other religious hocus-pocus. Find out if they're right into the Word of God. Find out if they use a good old King James. And if they do, then go there. If you've just asked the Lord to save you, tell the preacher about it and let him help you in your next step. If your church is meeting while we're having this broadcast, you belong in that church service. You can always write here and ask for a copy of the broadcast. Support your local church. Well, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen too, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. www.thepeacefulbeacon.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.